Back here wrapping up this hour with our good friends from Desert Foothill Landscape, Jake Plocker, their landscape and hardscape specialist, as well as Chad Norris, the vice president of sales and the lead designer. You know, the only thing we haven't touched on, I think, y'all correct me if we're missing anything else, is a little known fact is I came into the construction industry as a trench digger for a landscape irrigation company.
Okay.
And so I've put in my share of PVC, I'll tell you that. And I'll tell you what, in our day, it was half-inch PVC to everything and bubblers with lake-sized tree wells around everything. You just fill that baby up. And boy, the irrigation technology and techniques have evolved quite a bit to what y'all are putting in today.
Yeah, trying to manage how much water each individual plant is using and not overdoing it is a huge concern for a lot of homeowners. So we've steered away from too much PVC and bubblers to every plant, and it's transitioned to more of a poly system, which is a flexible black pipe that we can meander through a landscape, plug emitters into, and precisely control how much water each plant, cacti, or succulent gets. It's come a long way, and we've been able to fine tune that to make sure we're managing it right. And even more so recently, the Wi-Fi controllers were from an app on our phone as well as the homeowner's phones. You can control and monitor the irrigation system for leaks or usage and minimize the amount of loss that has always been an issue in the past.
Put every drop to work.
Absolutely, right, yeah. Right.
And every plant to work. One of the things that always fascinates me about a well-designed landscape and the guys like you that install them is, what's one of the principal things we talk about selling home? What's your curb appeal? What's your curb appeal? What's your curb appeal? And the landscape can overcome anything on that house done right. And the more the landscape matures, the more valuable that lot can be. You could have a 60-year-old home deteriorating that the dirt's worth more because of how well the landscape and right. surrounding areas are right. Such a desire.
Right. And people are putting more and more emphasis on that. Lately, it seems, even new construction builders where we're partnering and building spec homes, where the landscape used to get whatever's left of the budget from Home Depot plants or something small, they're putting more emphasis and making that curb appeal and the home showcase more than ever before, because the homes are selling faster and they're more appealing to homeowners to buy a done, mature, dramatic home and landscape. So.
Well, the gallery on your website certainly shouts unique, but I think y'all's facility also shouts unique. Can you talk just a little bit more about your inventory
Absolutely.
Of spectacular specimens that you've got collected?
Absolutely. Not only is our main office showroom a private nursery where we hand select the plants and specimens to go out to different projects, it also houses our 55 trucks at a daily basis when we're not out in the field. But we have a private nursery that we grow material as well in New River. It's about 15 miles away from our office and showroom, where we buy smaller plants and we have them on a 5 or 10 year growing system where we can begin to cultivate it at just the right time. The idea is that we have all the plant material we could possibly need to do any project tomorrow. And not being reliant on other nurseries or outside sources for material, equipment, labor, design, where everything is done in-house. And that's a real benefit, and it's really appealing to homeowners because we have everything already, and they can even come and select it.
And that's not built overnight. I mean, this took 30 years of development. Y'all have done a fabulous job establishing a very unique and one-of-a-kind landscape company. You can right. find Desert Foothills Landscape at rosieonthehouse.com in the landscape category, or stop by their location right there on Cave Creek, north of Carefree Highway. If you're heading north on Cave Creek, east side of the road, just as the road will start to bend to the right and turn into Cave Creek. Right. Hours?
The office is open from 8 to 3 every day. We have an automated system for after hours or weekends. And otherwise,
When you say every day, like Saturday,
I'm sorry,
if somebody's
Monday through Friday. Yeah, Monday through Friday, the office is open. You can walk in and
he's talking about his hours.
Right?
It seemed like we never stopped.
Right. Anytime during the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 3, you can stop in, take a look, and we'd love to meet you.
And if you're driving curious to see some of those landscapes, and the showroom's closed, obviously, right now on a Saturday morning, just keep on going right through Cave Creek, and when you get to Scottsdale Road, southeast corner,
the sundial's tucked back in that area. There's shops and small bistros, and you can walk and tour. It really gives it portrays a real sense of what Carefree Cave Creek is really about.
You can also reach Desert Foothills Landscape by phone, set an appointment, have them come out to your house. You don't have to go to theirs. 480-488-0128. Of course, always at rosieonthehouse.com in the landscape section. Chad Norris, lead designer. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Jake Plocker, thank you, sir.
Yeah, had fun.
Tucson will be in your neighborhood next Saturday at the Tucson Convention Center. Saba Home Show, come down and see us. Or anyone from Southern Arizona, Green Valley, Vail, or as far north as Casa Grande. Come join us at the Tucson Convention Center. We'll be broadcasting there live as we wrap up our month on landscape. We go into a complete month on painting, interior, exterior, accents, furniture, faux walls, whatever kind of coating we're talking. Could be garage floor coatings we're talking. That'll all be here in the month of October, coming up at Rosie on the House.